It is good to be in God's house today and to be amongst people that God is working amongst. And I shared just a little bit about our Sunday school class this morning, and it really was a time of sharing and of feeling the Holy Spirit's presence among us. I think the guys that were in there this morning will attest to that, that it was a powerful presence. There's things going on in this church. The Holy Spirit's working and moving in people's lives in a real and tangible way. That people's lives are being transformed and changed. I see it. There's no doubt about it. We had 24 people, adults, at our Bible study last Sunday night. And that's not counting the children that were there with their parents in a godly place with their parents. Yeah. And there are at least three or four or five others that weren't there that's were planning on coming, but for whatever reasons couldn't be there last week that will be there. So 30 people. And when I first came here, we were lucky to have 5 people at our Bible studies. God's moving in people's lives. Our Sunday school class that was, how many when I came here, Brenning, Alan, John? 5, 6? 4 or 5 maybe. I mean, it's not unusual for us to have 14 people in there on Sunday. Yeah, we have to pull out extra chairs. God is doing something. This isn't me. It's the Holy Spirit working in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Nothing more fitting could have been sung this morning than that, because that's what's happening here in this place. And I hope that everybody feels that. I hope everybody's experiencing that, because it's a wonderful thing to feel that. And I just tell you, as I told the children this morning, and Brenning added better to it, plug into something to get that heat. Connect with it. Make a connection. And that connection, of course, is Jesus Christ. I talked about several times, I said, I just want people to share. And one of the things that we do on Wednesday night is a big focus upon sharing what Christ is doing in our lives. And I had issued a call to somebody, to people in that service one night. I said, I want some of you to tell what God is doing and how He is working. And Robert called me this week, and I'll just let him share with you what he wanted to share and what he's kind of shared with me. And Robert, I just want you to say what the Lord has given you and share what God's doing in your life. So feel free to preach this morning. I've been offering to let somebody preach, you know, and so I'll let you do. Now, I remember one time I've heard about that you got up here to preach now, and you kind of had a passing out spell there, didn't you, or something?
Well, that's why I'm trying to do it from down here.
Okay.
I haven't had much luck standing up there, so yeah. I'm gonna try it down here. You know, I would try it without this, but you know, John's trying to record it, so this might help a little bit. You know, Fred had said, you know, he's wanting somebody to kind of talk about what's going on Wednesday nights, and my job usually keeps me away, you know, most Wednesdays and stuff. If you don't mind, I kind of have a little notes here I might have to kind of refer to. But this week I felt that the Lord was calling me to, you know, witness not just on what's happening Wednesday night, but we've got 3 ministries kind of going on here at the same time. You know, we've got the Wednesday night services. We've got the Bible study, which I'm kind of calling it a prayer study. You know, we're learning how to, you know, pray. And we've also got a new ministry going on that Brendan and John are working on. We're recording the services on CDs now to better quality, and we're trying to pass those out to people that aren't able to be here. And so for me, it kind of combined all 3 of them this week. So I got the first CD this week for Wednesday service we had, not this past week since we didn't have it, we had the week before. And I left out on my trip, you know, Monday evening, going up to Pennsylvania, and I plugged the CD in and listening to it. And as great as Fred is, what really hit me was listening to all the witnesses of, you know, all the congregation that was there that was telling, you know, how God was working in their life. You know, Angela, I heard you know, speaking about, you know, your mother, you know, and I heard Jenny was talking about, you know, Spencer, you know, talking about, you know, or as a teacher to ask him, you know, where did you go to church? You know, and I can't remember all of it. And it just, you know, hit me, and I'm like, wow, you know, all this is going on in people's lives, and, you know, they're sharing it with them. And I listened to it, and I turned it off a little bit, and, you know, I'm going down the road, you know, talking to God, and if anybody was in the church, in the truck with me, thought I was crazy, you know, just sitting there, you know, God, you know, wow, this is going on, you know, please, you know, and I was praying along with you, and that's people that were on their other prayer lists and stuff, and I was praying, and I listened to it, and before long, I'd been listening to it straight and talking to God. 7 hours had gone by, and I'd gone all the way from North Carolina to Pennsylvania, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, like, wow, I mean, where did this time go? You know, it wasn't a miracle or anything, but it's just, you know, something, I guess, that simple and all. So, I mean, that, to me, there were three of the ministries kind of all combined, you know. You know, wasn't able to be here for Wednesday night by using the CDs and listening to it. And, you know, I encourage, even if you do, you know, come to Wednesday night service or hear of a morning, you know, get the CDs or, you know, we've got it on the internet too. You know, go back and listen to it. Like, wow, you know, because the more I was listening to it, the more I was getting out of it, you know. But, that was just kind of, you know, part of it. But, you know, I was listening to, you know, how God was working in their lives and, you know, to prayer. And, let me look at my notes here and stuff. But, God was sharing, you know, different things with me. You know, I'm like, you know, God, please just, you know, help me to remember this. I can't write all this, you know, ideas that you're sharing with me and what you want me to do or the church to do. And one of them, the ideas or thoughts that came to me and should have occurred to me a year ago, but was to open my heart up to God. I mean, God's out there and wanting to come into our lives. All we have to do is invite Him in. There's nothing pleases Him more than to be invited to come into our hearts. You know, I mean, God created us. He left room in our, you know, bodies, you know, for Him to dwell. You know, I mean, we have the sanctuary and all that we've built, but the true place that God lives is within inside of us, or hopes to. But it just, the other thing, you know, that struck me is, you know, I see people that, you know, God is in them and it just radiates so much from them that they couldn't hold it in if they wanted to. You just know when you look at them, they're like, you know, God, you know, is in their life. I mean, they don't even have to say anything. You just see it, you know, it just shines forth. And I'm like, man, I want that within my life. You know, I want God to be working in me that way so that, you know, people could know that God is within me, and it's like, all I need to do is just invite Him in. That's all you have to do. It's that easy. You know, that's how everybody got to be that way. The first step was, God, come into me. And then to do that every single day. You know, God, please, you know, come into my life today. You know, what do you want me to do for you? You know, my life is yours. How do you want me? You know, what can I do to help you, to, you know, to pass on your message or to help someone? But, you know, God can't be with us until we invite Him. You know, so all we have to do. And one thing, you know, how do we invite Him in? And that's through prayer. You know, that goes back to the prayer study that we've started. You know, Fred, you call it a Bible study, and that's kind of what it is, but I keep thinking of it as a prayer study. You know, and, you know, we're learning how to pray. You know, and it doesn't have to be, you know, here in church. It doesn't have to be on our knees up here at the altar. The main thing about prayer is just, you know, talk to God. You know, it's that simple. You know, anytime, anywhere, the best place to pray, to pray is now, whenever it hits you. You know, you might be at work. You know, somebody, you know, put something on your heart. You know, pray for them then. Don't take, you know, you don't have to pray for hours. You know, all it takes is just a minute. You know, Lord, you know, please help me, or please help this person. You know, that's all it is. The other thing about praying, you know, we're, you know, having a prayer request here, you know, for the physical healing, you know, have aches and pains, you know, and Alan, your mother, you know, fighting cancer. But even more important than that is praying for our spiritual healing. You know, because no matter what happens with our, you know, physical bodies, all our aches and pains that sometimes are going to be gone, and all we'll be left with, you know, is being able to go to heaven. The only way we can do that, you know, is having our, you know, being spiritually healed. You know, so, you know, as we're praying for all of our other, you know, problems, please pray for each other, because we all have spiritual, you know, problems, spiritual, you know, needs, you know, great or small at times. You know, Lord, please, you know, help me, you know, help me to do what, you know, you're asking me to do. You know, there's a kind of a weakness in all of us, you know, so that, you know, without that, Lord, we, you know, have that spiritual healing. And if you would, you know, we all know someone, whether it's a family member, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, that they need God in their life. You know, they're going down the wrong road. So if you would, every day, just take a moment and pray for that person. We were, you know, talking in Sunday school class this morning, and that came up, you know, for several of us, that we know people that we're already praying for. But, you know, keep it up. You know, maybe God won't answer that prayer right away, but keep it up. You know, eventually that prayer will be answered. You know, it might, you know, take a while. You know, Alan, you said, you know, Danny's been praying for you for 6 years. Yeah, you know. Yeah, so it took a little, you know, and, you know, people have been praying for me for a long time. You know, Beth, she's praying for me to get back involved in church, you know, and I think a whole lot of other people were, and all of a sudden, last year, year and a half ago, it took a little invitation, you know, to bring my Aunt Mavis, you know, come with her, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, here I was that Saturday evening, you know, out here in the get-together, and I was like, man, this is where I need to be. Yeah, you know, there's something empty in my life, and that this is where I've needed to be for, you know, I've been out and, you know, wasn't doing anything wrong, but I wasn't doing what was right. Yeah, you know, so yeah, you know, I you know, praise the Lord that, you know, I'm back here, you know, and hopefully he, you know, working in my life, and I'm trying to, you know, do what he's wanting to. But and we're, you know, I might be kind of babbling a little bit, you know, I hope I'm not speaking in tongues or anything, but yeah, you know, but kind of what I've written down and what the Lord's, you know, kind of wanting me to say, I hope, and everything. But, the third thing was the prayer study, you know, and you reflected on it too, you know, Fred. You know, if you're not sure how to pray or how to, you know, better understand it, you know, we've got that just starting. If you're not coming to it, you know, come on. You know, we got plenty of tables and everything. Yeah, you know, like to see the whole church. And if you know of anybody else, you know, come there with us. And when you can't be there, we're recording that too. You know, so. But like Fred said, you know, there's like, you know, what, well, had down about 25 to 30 people there. And I looked it up. Just kind of curiosity. If it wasn't important, why is prayer listed over 325 times in the Bible? You know, if it wasn't, it wouldn't be listed that much. You know, I mean, this is just a small thing that is working in my life. You know, I haven't, you know, created a big miracle or anything extravagant or anything, but that's just a small thing that he's done. You know, this week, you know, just, you know, teach me, you know. And another thing that, you know, I was thinking about, you know, that it never really occurred to me that Fred had mentioned, you know, before you come to church, pray, prepare your heart, you know, to receive him. You know, I always thought, well, we're in church, we're praying anybody, and what, you know, anyway, why do I need to be praying beforehand? You know, but, you know, every time you're, you know, coming to church, or you know, the other, you know, people are meeting, you know, whether, you know, for us men, you know, we know the Fab women are meeting. Pray for them when they're getting together, you know, here at the, you know, homes. You know, pray for us when we come, you know, Methodist men like this morning. You know, we're all needing prayer. So there's not much else I can, you know, add to that, you know. So appreciate you just sitting here long enough to listen to this. So.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. You know, it takes a lot of courage and a lot of conviction for most of us to get up and to stand up and say what the Lord's putting on our heart. And I appreciate Robert doing that. And you didn't pass out. We've done good, haven't we? This morning I prepared to speak, but I had a feeling when Robert said he would like to say something that we might go in a different direction. So, is there anybody else that would like to share something? Alan?
I might say when he said that the 7 hours went by so fast, it's amazing that when you're that close to Jesus, like Sunday school this morning, you heard the buzz right away, looked at you, and you're like, what? With Jesus that close,
yeah.
He's bringing you home so fast, you just can't even realize it.
Yeah.
And when you're living in sin and you're not living with Jesus that close, how Satan is trying to keep you alive as slow as he can,
yeah.
So he can ruin your life.
Yeah. That's a good thought. Yeah.
And the prayer vigil, when we did that and we signed up for that hour, you're thinking, oh, am I ever going to get through this hour? It went.
Yeah.
Like a blink of an eye. The next person was coming in and tapping me on the shoulder. And you just couldn't believe it.
That's right. That's absolutely, and that list is up on the board out there since we mentioned it. And if you have been being part of the prayer vigils when we've had them, please do sign up again. We need you to take part in that. And if you haven't done it before, try it. You'll like it. What was the old commercial? You know, what was that?
Just try it.
You'll like it. I promise you won't regret it. Anybody else?
I just wanted you to say something about this morning we were talking about. We have Promise Keepers coming back up the first weekend in August.
Right.
And we all talked about trying to invite five other men, friends, or people that we knew in our life that would be able to share an experience that weekend. Last summer, very powerful weekend for us, and I think this morning we had set a goal that we would like to be able to be forced to rent a bus to take us down to Columbia that weekend,
yeah.
And experience that again. So,
yeah.
If you would please put us, pray for us, our Sunday school group, that would be a ministry for us. We
have enough men to be able to go down that weekend in August and have another powerful weekend experience.
So,
yeah. Please put it on your prayer. I felt like you might say something about that, Travis. So that's why I hadn't said anything previously. But that was like Travis said that he had five friends that he wanted to invite to that. Folks, if we could be that kind of influence on five people, expose five people, each of us, to something that powerful, what kind of influence would that be in our communities and in our families and in our churches? There's a moving in the spirit, folks. This isn't Star Wars and uneasiness in the Force. This is the Holy Spirit. That's the force we're talking about. And there is a movement there. And one of the things that I have felt particularly called to since being in this church is a reaching out to the men and a ministry with the men. And it's beginning to take some shape. And not because of me, but because of what God is doing, because that's what God wants. I invite you to join in with us. We get a $20 discount if we can sign you up and order your ticket before it's, I can't remember the exact date, sometime in March, middle of March. And it's the first weekend, as Travis said, of August. And the very next weekend is the weekend that the women go to Atlanta for the Women of Faith. And so can you imagine what 15 or 20 of men from this church going to Promise Keepers one weekend, and 15 or 20 or 30 or however many it is of the women from this church going to Women of Faith the next weekend? Folks, we may blow the roof off this place. I mean, the Holy Spirit may actually just move us to where we just, where we're just blown away. And I believe that can happen. That's not hocus pocus. It's not magic. It's revival.
Robert saying we need to give ourselves the Lord, you know, but that's true. You know, so many people have been introduced to the Lord or have heard about the Lord. Mm-hmm. I mean, where we live, so many people have heard of Jesus Christ and His death, burial, and resurrection, but they might have either backslid or never accepted. Right. And what I'm saying is, give your whole life to the Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, you're seeing, that's what you're seeing happen. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to be, people commit ourselves to the truth,
right,
the gospel of Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen. Amen. So, anybody else? This is just not just a men's thing. If any women have anything to say, they can too. I know we were talking this morning in Sunday school, and it was talked about, it says, you know, when we were living one way, we thought, you know, well, if I just give myself over to the Lord, then I got to give up this, and I got to give up this, and I got to give up this, and I got to give up this. And we think about it in terms of what we'll be giving up. But folks, if there is anything that the Lord leads you to give up when you give yourself to Him, He will bless you untold amounts back in other ways. He will give you 10 times more than what you give up. And you can't outgive God. We cannot outgive Him.
You don't think you're going to have fun. That's like Travis brought up. You think, well, I'm not going to have any fun if I can't live that way. That's a lie.
That's us from the devil.
Mm-hmm. I told myself the same thing. I can't have no fun unless I drink. Well, I've been sober 8 years now.
Yeah.
And I've had more fun now.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Anybody else? Marilyn?
It is a blessing to see these young families and people in this church, mm-hmm, to see the movement in their life, for just to be able to look at them and see that they're in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I'm thankful.
Amen. Thank you.
We sing the Spirit song. The quotes.
I'm sure Jamie knows everything in that hymn book, and if it's all right with Jamie, it's all right with me. Anybody else? Robin. Amen. Yeah, to praise Him, you don't have to, and to pray, you don't have to actually speak a word. Sometimes the Holy Spirit can just pray for you. There's sometimes that you can just be so overburdened and so overwhelmed that all you can just do is just that.
And,
yeah, exactly. So.
Brad, I was in Robin's office, Peter's office, Friday night. And she's got something written out in her bulletin board, and it really struck me. And she's going to have to tell me what it is. I can't put it in words. So three little things What did that say? That really struck me when I saw that.
It says, guilt looks back, worry looks around, but faith looks up.
Mm-hmm.